Here's a thought I'll title, A Problem with Big. And I'm not going to make the case against big photographs, but I do want to point out something that you may not have thought about when making really big images. And perhaps I can get this point across by asking a few questions. What do the following have in common? War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy, The Ring by Richard Wagner, running a marathon race, and a 60-inch photographic print. What do they all have in common? They're all possible. They're all very impressive. They're all high-water marks of production, no question about it. But they're also intimidating. Have you ever thought, gee, I think I'd like to read War and Peace because it's such a popular novel and everybody says it's a classic of all classics and etc. And then you pick up its, 1,200 pages and think, yeah, maybe not. This is asking an awful lot of commitment to read a novel like that or to listen to The Ring or to run a marathon or anything else that's a huge undertaking. It can just give us pause to question whether or not we want to do it. And for a lot of people, the answer is going to be no. Don't have time, don't have interest, don't have commitment, not that interested in it. And so we back away. And I think it's perfectly natural for us to measure our commitment and dedication to that kind of thing, work of art in particular, before we begin. Big things require a sort of risk versus reward analysis. And that analysis of risk versus reward is a different thing for people who are making things like photographic artists than it is for people that are consuming things. So let me see if I can put it this way. You make a giant print and you have an opportunity to display it at a museum somewhere who can handle the 60-inch print and you're excited about it, and you suddenly have a huge commitment to make a 60-inch print. It takes extraordinary effort and expense and time and space and handling, etc., but you do it. You step up to the plate, you succeed in making the 60-inch print, and wowee, what a high-water mark of accomplishment. And so you put it on display. To you, there is a huge reward that goes parallel with the huge risk of producing something like that. Compare that to the viewer. They're going to look at your 60-inch print, which doesn't take much of a commitment to look at, and they're going to see it probably from a comfortable distance of 5 to 10 feet. So it's not going to be like they're at nose print distance and are going to be impressed by every little tiny leaf and twig and whatnot in your landscape picture. As a matter of fact, they have very little risk and therefore a moderate reward by viewing a really large photograph. But you've got that huge risk. And the real question, I think, that boils down to one of practicality, is asking whether or not the reward is worth the risk. So instead of making a 60-inch print, what if you made a 16-inch print, and people looked at it from a relatively closer distance, because they naturally would, they'd walk up to something that's that size, what is the impact that's going to be made on the viewer? Probably pretty close, because they're going to view it on content and the wonderful tonalities in the photograph and the subject matter and the moment and the light and all that, which isn't going to change between the 16-inch print and the 60-inch print. And so their experience is, well, it's not going to be exactly the same, obviously, but it's going to be close to the same. But your experience as the maker is going to be radically different between making a 16-inch print, which you can knock out pretty easily, and a 60-inch print, which is a tremendous challenge. Risk versus reward. Perhaps another way, an even better way to illustrate this, is not with a 60-inch print, but with a 400-page book. What's the risk versus reward analysis in that project? Well, for the photographer, it's huge, but it's very rewarding. To see all of your images gathered together in a giant book like that is, wowee, that's a thrill. But to the viewer, it's an intimidation. It's a commitment to go through that many images and to spend that much time, let alone the expense of the book and the handling of the book and all the rest of the physicalities that go into it. It's a big commitment, just like War and Peace is a big commitment for a novel. A huge book is a big commitment for a consumer of photographs, too, and they're likely to be hesitant and measure the potential risk versus reward before they commit to buying the book or owning the book or caring for the book or consuming the book. It may be a tremendous accomplishment for you, but for the viewer, it can actually be a burden. And it seems to me that in every corner, there is a problem with big. Again, for simplistic means, think about the cost and the hassle of matting and framing a 60-inch print. And then it has to be transported and then hung, and it's going to weigh a lot more. You know, it just goes on and on and on about how complex that 60-inch print is. For an impression on the viewer that may not be commensurate with the amount of increased effort you had. Worth thinking about. Like everybody else, I love looking at big prints. But I also love looking at smaller prints. And almost without exception, the most wonderful photograph viewing experiences that I've had in my life have all been with relatively small prints or even books that require a lot less fuss and expense and effort on the photographer's part, and I still love them even though they're relatively small. This is a very tangled web, but it's definitely worth putting some thought into if you're tempted to make large prints.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.